Little Youths. I'm Kathy.
I am Audrey.
I'm Nicole.
Wow, you sounded like a cheerleader there, Audrey.
Hooray!
Give me an A!
Let's just all be really happy.
She's upbeat and ready.
I'm just putting on my podcast persona, and it came on a little much today, I guess.
You're reaching for the stars. Anyway.
I can be a happy optimist.
Anyway, I'm not sure I believe that, but we're discussing today Akata Witch by Neddy Okorafor. I really hope I pronounced that correctly, because she, from what I can tell from Twitter and everything, is just pure goddess energy condensed into a human form.
I don't think she'll judge us if we get her name wrong. I bet it's happened before.
Yeah. Probably.
But I feel like
it
that
starts
right.
with two N's. I don't know.
There's
don't
nothing
know.
We could have done. We just have to accept that it's wrong and move on with our lives.
I'm so sorry, my glorious goddess.
Okay. Boy, Kathy, you've fallen in love with this author very quickly.
Yeah. She's
I don't know anything about her Twitter life, so
I have my books, like the rest of her books, on hold. I'm like really far down on the wait list, just waiting for them. But I'm gonna save like the rest of my praise for when we get to the why you should read this book thing. But first, let's do a quick summary. What do you think is a good too long didn't read, Audrey?
Everyone calls it the like African Harry Potter, and I
you're just taking
that.
My plot point, my discussion point.
Am I?
That was literally my discussion point.
It's
so
on every
I guess I'll just
single
come up with
piece
something.
Of promotion material. This book, it's like on the book. It's on everyone's blurb.
Why do you guys hate it?
I got an email from NetGalley, and the first thing it says is the Nigerian Harry Potter, and I thought that you had come up with that, so I was like, what's happening?
I mean,
who
I did,
sold this concept?
I did individually come up with that, but it's just like...
Yes, on your own, but they'll never give you credit for
it. Okay, so I guess we'll return to this discussion, because it can get heated, because I'm going to make it heated.
Okay,
that
good.
Never happens.
I'm glad.
That's rare and unusual for us.
Thanks for preparing me.
Anyway.
An actual summary is more of there's this one girl, her name is Sunny, she's albino, things are kind of hard, she lives in Nigeria, and then one day she meets
the
guy whose name starts with an O.
Orlu?
Yep. And
I feel like you really can't get that one wrong.
That's the easiest name.
It's just O-R-L-U.
I just need someone to say it for me one time.
Okay.
Orlu.
Now say it with confidence.
Orlu. She meets Orlu and...
Nailed it.
Yes. And he introduces her to his friend Chi-Chi, and they like concoct this giggle behind the scenes plan. You know, as
the fuck
children,
is a giggle behind the scenes.
It wasn't.
Plan.
It was though. They were all like, "Oh, she's gonna be," you know, like the way kids like do that to other kids.
Yeah, because they kept comparing this to Harry Potter. I kept comparing it to Harry Potter. I didn't want to do it, but I kept comparing it. So her moment of like, it wasn't Hagrid coming up and being like, "You're a wizard, Harry." It was just like these two kind of whispering behind her back, like, "Should we tell her?" And he's like, "I don't know if we should tell her. Should we tell her?"
Exactly.
I don't know. It's a pretty big secret. Should we tell her?
It's a big deal.
It's really annoying for the first 15. It is very like 12-year-old.
It's so true. And like the whole like my favorite line is, I forget which one of them said, it's like, "She's not magic just because she's an albino."
it's like a weird. Yes. Click, and they don't know if they want to let her in yet.
Yep.
So I remember thinking, again, I feel like this is a story that has like similar bits to Harry Potter, but I don't think it lines up directly, because I was thinking like, Orlu and Chi-Chi are nothing like Ron and Hermione. Mm-hmm. Like, they were so supportive and nice, and Orlu and Chi-Chi are like, you will like fall or fail on your own.
Well, yep.
And let's be they're realistic.
They are, yeah.
They are.
No, it's good.
Yeah. So right, anyways,
I'm getting
she
ahead.
Finds out she's magic. They like... get over it and initiate, bring her to their instructor who like initiates her, and then she goes on some Anatov, sure, and then she goes on some magic journeys and voyages, and then they defeat an evil monster at the end.
Yeah, which is actually like the thing where I first heard of this book was magical children in Nigeria solving a serial killer crime, and I was this.
But it was such a
ticks
small
all
element.
The boxes.
Yeah, the crime. Yeah. The crime. It was like very creepily done to the point where I think I was just disappointed I didn't like see more of that, because they made him sound Black Hat Otokoto something like that. They made him sound real creepy.
Real.
He is really creepy.
And it made
but
me want to look
been.
Up. I didn't have time, but it did make me want to look up how like. The actual real life ritual killings in Africa, because they made it sound like this was a really exaggerated version of that. So I want to look it up and be like, how much of this is like true to what actually happens in real life, and how much of it is like, this guy's super evil for this magic book.
Or, like, yeah. serial killer.
Because he was, like, maiming children.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
It wasn't always killing. No. It was also maiming. That's yeah. right.
The maiming freaked me out more than the killing.
Yeah.
But the maimings, you find out, are ones where they've sent other teams of people in to
the
save
maimings
these
are the bright
yeah,
side.
That's yeah. right.
The maimings are the upside of everything.
Yeah. So I'm yeah. like, I just loved how dark it was in this. Like, it is, like, a darker, more realistic. Well, not realistic, but, you yeah. know, like, a more, like, dark. I don't know how to, like, I'm losing all.
Maybe that's a thing that if we don't have a thing to talk about, I'll talk pessimistic. I'll make that a point later.
Yeah, and it's
we'll talk about how dark it was.
Because after she does find out that she has all these magical powers, she has to hide it from her family, her mm-hmm. mom, her dad, her brothers, her dad, who doesn't love her. Well, he loves her, but he doesn't accept her because she's not the son that he, like, another son that he wanted. And then, like, you have the whole, like, she's other as an albino. Mm-hmm. But my favorite part is when you find out that the teacher of the horrible, evil serial killer is her grandmother. Audrey, I'm going to point and make you pronounce this name.
Oh. Ozoamena.
Ah, you were so close.
Yeah. Ozoamena. Ozoamena.
Ozoamena.
There you
Everyone
go.
Everyone calls her what for short? Ozo. Sorry, it's just way easier. So I was like, just use that. Just use Ozo.
Ozo. I can't fully remember.
It's fair.
Yeah, but it's great. So she's in this world, and she mm-hmm. has, like, and as opposed to just getting a teacher, you have to earn the respect of someone who will be your
yeah,
teacher,
who will be your mentor.
It's pretty obvious that the one that she's gunning for is Sugar Cream, but
they
she's
pair broke. Up pretty quickly.
Mm-hmm. No, they don't though.
Like, pretty obviously, you can see yeah. where everyone's going to end yeah. up pretty quickly. Like, as soon as the second person paired up, I was like, I think I know who she's yeah. going to end yeah. up with.
But because she breaks the rules, mm-hmm. you don't
meets
know.
Her under shitty circumstance, yeah.
Yeah. And what's, I'm sorry, it's been over a month since I read this. What is the term for someone who comes to the magical community without a magical family surrounding her?
Free agent.
That's it.
Yeah. Fast yes. facts for free agents. Yeah. By yeah. a lady whose name is just too long, unnecessarily long.
Oh, that's the other great part, is her whole introduction is this book that's essentially written by someone who just completely is disparaging
oh,
two people who
bitch.
Are free agents.
Yeah,
and I
terrible.
Like that. I like Sunny's character, that she doesn't like it either, because they don't explain why she's so rude till halfway through the book. So you're just yeah. reading this. You're like, I think this lady might be biased. Yeah. I think she might not like free agents.
Might suck yeah. a little
and
bit.
And then Sunny reads it and she's like, this is like, if there was a racist against free agents, that's what this book would be.
Yep.
It's kind of like you got a book. Like you're an 11-year-old girl and you got a book describing puberty and everything that's going to happen to you, and it was written by a red pillar.
What is that, like a Meninist?
What?
Yeah, it's a Meninist. It's just
oh,
like
okay. So basically a guy who's like, you're the inferior sex, you're going to be pregnant in a year anyway, so it's really fine.
Yeah, like you bleed from your womb because you are ready for the man's seed. All this horrible, like it's
then
similar.
But there
like
is also useful information in it.
Yeah, like, oh, I'm going to bleed from my womb once a month? That's great to know.
They're yep. very sorry.
Sorry.
I
completely derailed that. But yeah, so there's all that stuff. So
I forget what I was gonna say. It's fine, I'll
remember. Why do you think we should read this book, Nicole?
I'm trying to remember exactly. I did like how brutal this book was. Mm-hmm. We can talk about that.
Brutal
more later,
is a good word.
Yes, brutal is the first word that occurred to me as I was reading it, and as she was having her initiation where she like gets dragged under the dirt and it talks about like her
yeah.
eyelids peeling back. Ah, ah. I had to put the book down for a minute. I was like, oh, this is like intense and like graphic.
A kid's book.
Yeah, well, yeah. not, I wouldn't even say. I kind of really feel like it belonged. It was the first book I read that was about 12-year-olds where I was like, this feels like I could have read it as a teen and not mm-hmm. felt like talked down to.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. So I liked that. I liked that it was pretty mature, and I couldn't tell how much of it was like African culture and how much of it was just like, maybe these are really mature kids because they're leopard mm-hmm. people. So
leopard people is the term for magical people.
Yes.
Just gonna throw that in there. They're yeah. not like that guy who wants to become a tiger. And
they're not shapeshifters. You know. They do not turn into leopards.
Some of them do. They
I
turn
guess
into toucans and shit.
Oh man, yeah, they got all kinds of business going cool, on. Yeah. I look forward to finding out more about that in the next book. Maybe that's it. Read this if you like a really good build up to like mm-hmm. Some good world building, because it feels like this book has more. The story has more to offer.
Yeah.
I'm excited to know that there's a sequel, because she opened a lot of like doors, and the villain died too fast.
I was ready to be
really scared of him, and then I was like, okay, so he can't possibly be that important.
He's the Quirrell. He is the Quirrell.
Yes,
he's setting it up. He introduces the Voldemort to the series.
But they, mm-hmm. but I don't know, for some reason, the way they set it up, instead of the Quirrell, where he was like hiding in plain sight, Black Hat Odokoto, I should mm-hmm. stop trying to say his name because I'm going to mess it up at some point. He is like the boogeyman to begin with. So I was like, he's going to be like the final boss. I don't know why I thought that.
Yeah, and he also seemed like really like just like super creepy with the serial killer aspect, and like he had done all these terrible things, but there's also the grandma connection,
yeah,
which made it seem like it was going to be like a long-term payoff. She was his mentor. Yeah.
So it was like, so, if she was his mentor, he must be really powerful, but he's
and
just
he
like
killed her
pot belly. Yeah, I mean,
so he killed a lot of people. He
yeah
was,
but
his
like,
whole thing was to get,
but because Sunny's the main character, it makes it seem like there's going to be like a longer build-up with like more of a like character payoff, and it isn't that big of a deal almost.
Well,
we haven't all read the second book.
No, but like they hint towards it in the first one. But like the thing is, the giant monster is like that essentially
the
he like yeah the, like he create he brings forth this demon from hell, and that's kind of essentially worse than Satan is what mm-hmm. we're led to believe, like the worst possible thing you could possibly have. And you find out that this demon has really deep connections with Sunny's spirit face, who existed before Sunny also existed. So they're like the same, but oh yeah, they also have spirit faces. I forgot to discuss that.
We're not fully there yet. We're still on why should you read it?
Yes.
Yeah, but I'm looking at the characters.
Yeah, that's true.
I did also want to mention that I got kind of a Stranger Things like vibe from it in the like four kids off on an adventure. There was a moment where they were going through like a creepy forest, and I could totally imagine like the freeze frame of all of them like walking through the spooky forest lit by like that firefly. I was like, this is so cool and like mysterious. And also like Tamora Pierce was fond of doing having four kids like form a, I don't remember what they called it, but there's even a name for what they like
an Oha Coven. And we, yeah, I did accidentally skip over one of the characters we have is Sasha, who is, he is from Chicago. He's from the south side of Chicago. He got sent here kind of as punishment because he did some unnamed thing to police officers that were harassing his sister, his kid sister. So like there's
and something else, but I can't remember. It's like slightly more petty, but bad.
He did unauthorized magic that was like super dangerous, and like
and he
over
called
it
masquerade,
but it
worked like a spirit
because he's sick.
Well, yeah, that's the one thing that they do like show is that half of them, they're all awesome, but half of them have control and half of them do not have control.
Yeah. And that's, I guess we can get to that later, what all their powers are, but it's just essentially, so you have Sasha, who's American, Sunny, who's Akata because she was born in America and now lives in Nigeria, so she's other still. She's other in two different ways.
But that's a word she like hates and is
technically,
it's a slur. So like the fact that it's the title of the book is
reclaiming
important?
It. Yeah. It's something like that.
Important. I don't know in what way, but it feels important.
Yeah. Orlu is who's someone who went to her school, and he has this ability in magic to like
undo
and untangle other people's spells.
And he's like the PG love interest.
He's the PG love interest. Then Chi-Chi and Sasha both have like super photographic memories and are able to remember everything ever that they read, and just which is really useful when they're in this leopard person society that values knowledge above all else.
Mm-hmm.
So
Chi-Chi's the girl down the street.
Oh yeah, she's my favorite thing about Chi-Chi is that she's completely ageless and no one knows how old she is.
Yeah, like she's either the youngest or the oldest in the group. I don't know.
Yeah, they're like she could be 12, she could be 24.
We're not
gonna ask her.
We think she's fucking crazy. We're not gonna ask.
I love Chi-Chi. So.
I like her. She kind of reminds me. She's like a paper bag princess on meth. She's like nuts. But she's like disheveled, but she's also like royalty.
Yeah, it's she's a little bit of everything, and it's fantastic. And in case you can't tell why I think you should read this book, I have been telling every single person I encounter pretty much that they need to read this book. This book is so fabulous. I wrote to one of my friends in, I didn't write to her, that sounds so old. I texted one of my friends who works in publishing, and I'm like, you have a copy of this advanced copy of the second book that's coming out in October.
She was like, stalk publishers sometimes.
Yeah, and she was just like, oh yeah, sure. And she ships it to me. It's a fucking signed copy by the goddess author herself. I was just like, what is this? Read it in like a clean room, like hazmat suit on, don't fuck up this book. Just like doing all this. I end up sending it back to
her. In one of
those
little baby incubators. With
yeah, like you
on.
Put the gloves through in the box and I'm like reading it that way. And I, like, immediately send it back because I'm like, I don't want anything to happen to this. Then Audrey finishes the book and she's like, still got that hard copy of the book? And I was just, like, kicking an infant, just like, no! You have to deal with it on your own. So, yeah, it is so great. I say it's the West African Harry Potter as a way to lure people into it because a lot of people love Harry Potter. But I think it's better than that, quite honestly.
Similar elements. And I remember Audrey made that good point of, like, that J.K. Rowling did not originate the idea of a kid finding out that they have magical powers. So it did feel really original. It doesn't feel like a Harry Potter ripoff.
Yeah, and it's just there's no ripoffs. It isn't super paralleled or anything like some.
They're just like similar. Like I read it and I was like, okay, you could make that argument. Sure.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I think it's mostly the like West African Harry Potter in terms of
marketing.
Marketing, yes. Everybody does it. I'm not going to fault them for that.
Marketing, yes, but I mean, you gotta go with what people know right? When you're marketing stuff.
Yeah,
but
everyone knows what Harry Potter is. You can't just pick any book.
Marketing.
It's a non-magical child being introduced to this whole new world.
Yeah,
and you get to go through it with them, so you get to have that experience, and it's also them growing up and going through puberty and fighting against a larger, darker force. So there's a lot of overarching buildings Roman mm-hmm. themes, but it's still kind of, it's separate mm-hmm. enough that I'm like, this is, I think the first thing I said, it was right when the Black Panther trailer came out is when I first read this, and I was just like, it's like Harry Potter and Black Panther had a baby and it's amazing. Like,
I would read that graphic novel.
Well, you kind of did read this book.
Yes, I guess that's true. I want it to have pictures. That's the only thing it's missing.
And then I will say the second book is great, and they grow up a little bit, like, as they do in
I'm
the Harry Potter
I'm not surprised, because they are set to grow up in this. Yeah. They're like, they're 12, but don't worry, they're going to be older soon, so you can be, like, more comfortable with all the things they're doing.
That's the other thing, is if Sunny isn't, I mean, if Chi-Chi isn't the youngest, her agelessness, mm-hmm. Sunny's the youngest.
Yeah.
So you have, like, Orlu's, who's, like,
soon, right?
7, 8 months mm-hmm. older, and then Sasha, who's 14.
Mm-hmm. I do like that it sets it up as like, this isn't going to be a romance from the start. Like, don't sign up for this if all you want is love triangles.
Yeah.
Which I appreciate.
Yeah. And they do kind of pair off, because it's like you have the sensible ones.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
And then you have fucking Sasha and Chi-Chi over there just.
But they pair off in like a first love kind of way. It's very mm-hmm. much like when I was like the Tamora Pierce book we were reading, kind of like it could last for a long time, or it could be like, this is her first boyfriend. How cute.
Oh my God.
And we're done. And we're done, right? And they're still friends. Or maybe it'll get really awkward in the
oh
next
my
book.
God,
I look forward to it. I look forward to
COVID
finding out.
Thing.
There is a love triangle in the second book, but it's not between Orlu, Sunny. It's not like Sunny and Orlu are not involved.
Okay.
It's Chi-Chi, Sasha, and someone else.
And Yao, that guy who's like obsessed with her.
Yeah.
That guy who wants her so badly.
You remember that he started a fight at their one little like prom?
Oh, that guy. No.
Yeah, that like weird flirting that everyone, literally everyone standing around going like, we all know what's happening. You guys are not fooling anybody.
Yeah, no, it's obviously from my remembrance of him, not him.
Okay.
But
it's
just, it's so well done and so great. And I'm just like, this is great. This is a great. The second book lives up. It doesn't fail. It's so good. But yeah, and you learn more about her past and stuff. So I'm gonna stop now and cut myself off, because I just love this book. Everyone needs to read it. Everyone needs
yes.
to read it.
5 stars or whatever.
You should pause.
Whatever emoji icon we would use. Five. 5 out of 5.
That you need to pause. Throw your phone away.
Oh my God.
Well, you already paused. So you
don't do
that. But.
Don't take life advice from Kathy.
I mean, you can throw it away. It's fine. But just, you need to get this book at some point and read it, and then you'll be fine.
Throw your phone away and then read this book.
That's right.
Yeah.
And then deal with the consequences later.
Just throw it away.
Just throw it away.
Throw it away.
Glorious life advice. Audrey, did you say why you should read this book?
Sure didn't.
Okay.
I mean, for all the reasons we talked about, it's really well written. It's what, like, there's something really enjoyable about the type of book where you discover a whole society with a person. So awesome. And I also in particular really liked the magic system where people had their like spirit masks and their what were the knives? Voodoo knives?
Juju knives?
Juju knives.
Yeah, it took me a minute to figure out whether juju was just in relation to a knife or whether it was an actual separate like thing by itself, like mm-hmm. also magic. And I figured out it was when I got the book. What is it? Advanced Juju Knife Jujus. And I was like, okay, so it's definitely two different things, because that book tells crazy.
I mean,
Juju Knife Jujus.
Even the cover is so great. It's just like this cartoon young like girl mm-hmm. holding a fucking knife in the air. Like, it's just so sick.
The knives are really interesting to me because I was like, they're kind of like wands in
yep,
a way.
Yep.
Essentially the same thing.
There
but
were parallels, certainly. Harry Potter parallels. I feel like they also help people to understand, so I like don't feel bad mm-hmm. using them.
I mean,
nope.
I'm good with just doing magic by stabbing the fucking air.
Yeah. Well, it was funny because like Ollivander of Akata Witch was kind of like this like short bald guy who was like, put your hand in this box of knives and see which one stabs you. That's yours.
And he also owned like a junkyard, so it was like not a shop.
And he was like, come in, don't touch the things that shouldn't be touched or you'll die.
Won't tell you which ones.
He's just like a pawn, not even pawn shop. It's just a peddler like at a street market, and it's just it was a junk man.
And that was what I actually was gonna have as one of my points, was like the general brutality of the book and how everything was like a little bit darker than I was expecting. Everything was like I said, her initiation was creepy, and they were like, you have to walk over this bridge and there's every chance you'll die. And earlier, Kathy, you were talking about how she was like, I shouldn't say wizard, like kid discovering her magic powers. But unlike most books, it's one of those,
it's like you're on your own.
They emphasize like, if you die, the world just keeps on turning. Like multiple adults say that to all of them. If you die, we're just going to keep on moving without you. But like, welcome to Wizardland.
Yeah.
Well, so weird.
Even her first like example of magic is when she sees that like vision in the fire where it's the world ending.
Right.
It's like what she sees.
Welcome.
Yeah. So it's not like pranks you played on your teacher is how you manifest your powers. It's like, here's a vision of how the world will end. Nuclear holocaust. Welcome.
Yeah.
You're a leopard person.
Live with that.
It's not like, oh my God, this sweater I didn't want to wear shrunk and now it could fit a puppet.
Even one of the like elders of the society, like one of the smartest scholars ever, was like, I'm sorry you had to see that. That's heavy for a kid.
That's pretty heavy, but you also got to deal with it because you're a free agent and you're albino and you're going to have to deal with this shit.
So it was really...
Have fun!
So it was really... And, like, the stakes were high. They were like, so he's going to kill these babies. They're not, like, 13. They're, like, 7 and 5.
And they're finding,
yeah, kids with no eyeballs wandering in the market after he's done with them. So they're like... the stakes are super high and there's no reward.
I mean, no.
Even when they're done doing like their fight at the very end, when they've like beaten not only the bad guy, but like the devil, the devil apparently they beat. And then they're like, the van showed up 30 minutes later to pick us up.
Yeah.
just trundled along. It's just like one guy, a taxi came to drive us home.
Well, and like even the, so in the magic system, you get like a money equivalent for learning new things.
Ooh,
and
Chittum.
Yeah. And like the amount of Chittum they got for beating those people was like, it sounded like nothing.
I want to talk about
new spells.
No, it sounded like a ton.
Yeah, it like rained from the sky for like 15 minutes.
And that's why I wanted to talk about Chittum. What an inconvenient way to get money. All I could think every single time, they were like, Chittum fell from the sky. I was like, you're just going to fucking pick it all up. And you got like the one where she couldn't, she was like sneaking out of the house and it all fell. I was like, that's loud as shit. She could have been found.
I was like, how did
and
she
And then
not...
like, who, everyone's going to know.
Non-leopard people can't hear it.
Not, but they can see it. That was the thing. They can see. There's like a pile of horseshoes on the ground. They're gonna be like, "I wonder what these are. Let me just check inside her room."
That's...
or like if you're running from someone and you're like, "I learned something." Oh shit, never mind.
Yeah, because it disappears if you don't pick it up right away.
Yeah, if you're on a roller coaster, you're screwed. It's just the dumbest. I mean, it's really cool actually. I shouldn't say dumb. It just as I was sitting there, I was like, this is inconvenient.
I mean, it's inconvenient, but think about like setting up direct deposit. That's also inconvenient. This has been like hundreds of years in the making.
I like that they committed to the inconvenience too. They were like, no, it falls in piles and you just have to deal with it. Yeah. There's no like, it doesn't like fall into a magical bank.
And I will say it becomes a plot point issue in the second book when she's still trying to hide herself from her family and there's just shit fucking everywhere.
And she's like, God damn it, I gotta stop learning stuff.
Yeah, just like, ah. But going back to the brutality of everything, I will say that even the lighthearted moments are really fucking dark in this book. Like she's like, oh my God, the sun doesn't burn my skin anymore.
Yeah.
I can have
fun. That was one of her magic powers when she was like, I'm no longer like baked. I no longer have to live in
darkness.
I won't
die if I go out in the Nigerian sun in my albino skin.
She had a black umbrella she used to carry around and was like, well, I hope it's not noon soon or else I'll just burst into flames. And then she, like her power, it's like people in some books like can see without their glasses suddenly. Hers was like, I don't burn. This is amazing.
Yeah, I don't burn. This is great. Or she's like, I can play soccer as a girl.
Yeah, it must
just
be
like,
yeah.
Oh my God. So good. We completely just overran you telling people why they should read this book.
It's fine. I think we had passed on at that point, so it's fine.
It's passed on.
Clearly you should just read this book.
Yeah. So do you want to tell us about Spirit Faces, since I think this is kind of important for discussing later on, especially Sunny and her spirit who I've completely forgotten her spirit's name. Can you look it up really quickly in the book?
I'm sure I can find it because it's close to the end, but you guys might have to chat while I find it.
Okay, that's fine.
It can take me a minute. So, it's like Awankwo or something like that, but oh my God, I'm sure that's wrong.
So spirit faces are like a manifestation of like your true self. They're kind of a big deal in this magic society.
You can't look at someone else's
face. Yeah, it's like looking at someone naked. Yeah.
So, of course, Chi-Chi's like, I'll fucking show you. I love Chi-Chi so much. Oh, my God.
Well, because when Sunny found out, like, that she was magic, her spirit face, like, came out. And like, her whole coven saw her, like, quote-unquote naked.
Well, not Sasha. Sasha wasn't there yet.
Oh, yeah, but her Anton did.
Yeah, and he at dirty least had the sense man. To, like, look away. But mm-hmm. Orly was just like, yeah. I've never seen one of those before. And it's like, calm yourself, Orly.
Yeah, seriously, dude. No, after I found out that it was, like, being naked, I was like, that's the creepiest reaction you could have had.
Yeah, just, like, tuck it in your waistband
Although
and move
there's
on.
There's a lot of, like, weird, like, themes of sexual curiosity. Because when they're in the van and everyone closes their eyes over the bridge, she's like, I'm just going to see what happens.
Yeah.
And she basically does, like, it's like if everyone agreed to close their eyes and you were the one person who was like, no, I'm going to look at everybody naked. And she does. And afterwards, she's like, I don't regret it.
Yep.
Was that you, Nicole?
I'm sure I would have done that, yeah. That would have been me for sure.
Good to know.
And afterward, I would have felt no shame, yes.
good to know.
So I found the spirit name, and it's Anyanwu, which Anyanwu. Is as good a pronunciation as we're going to get out of me.
Yeah. And Anyanwu is kind of like, in the spirit world, a different person. I briefly said, like, she's existed before. She is Sunny, and Sunny is her, but they're also separate, and it's this whole
thing.
They said
that she was also, like, someone, I can't remember who said that Sunny was important in the spirit world in her, like, past life or whatever. Mm-hmm.
And that's
Anyanwu.
Anyanwu? I forget which word.
Anyanwu.
Anyanwu.
A-N-Y-A-N-W-U.
Cool. Yeah, so spirit faces are a thing, and that is something to know.
Yeah,
going forward.
I imagine them like tribal masks.
Yeah, I think they're supposed to be like tribal masks, which was really interesting because then I was like, if you go to like Europe or Italy, are they like masquerade masks? Does it like depend on culture? Because that would make total
sense. I
think it
does. And you know what? That would make sense because this book shifted. They were kind of talking about how this book shifted a lot. Even the was it the Funky Train? Funky Train shifted where they were like, he was Jesus's general, and then he's like, when we get into I can't remember what the name of the town was, but a town.
Oh, yeah.
Essentially a Muslim town. Yeah.
Allah's general was going to, like, be the name. And the name, like, all the symbols on the outside of the bus were going to change. So they were, like, talking a lot about, like, camouflaging cultures and just changing and shape-shifting.
So, yeah, if you're so I just mean, like, if you're, like, from whatever, like, even,
I mean,
like, Native America.
Sasha's is slightly different than everyone else's. Yeah. His is just, like, a straight parrot face.
Yeah. It's like a carved parrot face.
I thought it was carved.
But
no,
it sounded,
like,
to me, it sounded more like a Native American totem pole than it did.
It's
like
more three-dimensional. It sounds more three-dimensional because they mentioned he has a beak, which no one else. No. There are some McNicksticks is like the funniest because I imagine him as like Groot. Because it's just like a square wooden mask. He looks like a robot. So I was like, oh, Groot. And he's really tall, too. I'm sad they made me love him and then killed him immediately.
Oh, I immediately knew he was going to
die. And in the most
die.
Brutal way possible. Again, I think maybe we just can never talk. We're going to have to keep talking about how brutal this book is because it's all the way through.
Yeah.
But it's so fucking good.
No, it is good. Yeah.
It is good. Yeah. So the spirit faces are super cool. And they also, so while you're talking about spirit faces, it's also worth talking about how your natural qualities affect the type of magic that you can do. So like Orlu's undoing magic is like directly related to his dyslexia.
Mm-hmm.
And
mm-hmm.
then Sunny's like invisibility is related to her being albino. So she has the ability to turn invisible very easily, which is a spell that everyone can learn how to do, but it's like a natural ability for her.
See, she can do it without using, they said, like juju powder or all your different like books and spells and materials and stuff. So she anyone can do it, but she can just, that exact sound, bloop. She can just bloop and do it.
Bloop, surprise, motherfuckers.
Yeah, they actually specifically, I like that they were like, it's your like things worst that would be quality. Considered deformities or things that would be considered like disadvantages in the, like, what is it, lamb world?
Yeah.
Lambs are non-magical people.
Lambs, muggles. Mm-hmm. But in the lamb world. So it was cool where they were like, you know, whatever kids that are born into leopard people families that have things like scoliosis or really bad, like, diseases, their parents are like, amazing, because they know that their kids are going to be incredible.
Sick!
So they specifically said, like, Orlu's parents were overjoyed when they found out he had dyslexia, and he was like, fuck this, I'm so mad.
I'm trying
dyslexia,
to learn
you
school.
Guys. That must have been, like, a weird day when they were like, you have dyslexia, and he's like, this is weird, you guys. I'm really sad about this.
Everyone's reading Harry Potter. I just kind of want to read Harry Potter.
I just want to read Harry Potter. It was weird to me how it also had like really modern day stuff in it. Unlike Harry Potter kind of skipped over all that so that it was pretty like, I wouldn't say timeless, but like they skipped over a lot of like modern day things.
There's like
things.
One mention of a PlayStation in Harry Potter and then like whatever.
But and in this one they're constantly talking about like
they mention Harry
stuff.
Potter. I forget which book it's in, but they mention it. Yeah. It might be in the second book then, but they definitely straight up mention Voldemort and I'm like, what the fuck?
Yeah. Huh. Yeah, that makes sense though.
I mean, they live in this world. Yeah. That's what they do. Yeah. They have cell phones and stuff.
Yeah.
Because the, like, spirit world is not, like, a whole separate world the way the magic world is in Harry Potter. It's, like, places within our world.
It feels like...
Or is it?
Well, like, the spirit world is, there's but, like, Leopard Knox is a different thing.
Like, you know... Right? Yeah. Fuck. Like, the river. The river that's by the, like, that's by where Leopard Knox is and stuff like that, that technically goes to the like the spirit world is like through the river because that's why this like the river monster lives there. So it's like there are there's I this mean, it's like more like Avatar.
It's used as like a barrier.
So maybe the difference is that like it's
there actually
none
is
of the
a spirit world.
Yeah,
in this
one. It's like separate, totally separate. So there's not a lot of action that takes place there.
That and it's way too fucking dangerous for them.
Yeah,
like,
right.
These are 12-year-old kids
to go there, right? You have to.
Yeah,
die?
You have to die a little bit to go there.
Yeah, it's the world of the dead.
And then everyone's like, don't worry, Sunny. As an albino, you're already partially dead. And she's like, the fuck, can we back up to that? And they, like, move on with what they're teaching. So it's just, like, this is her
no
entire
one tells
teaching.
Her stuff.
Yeah, they, like, mention shit. And she's like, can we please, oh, nope, we're moving on. Okay, bye.
You can tell they value knowledge because they are just, like, penny pinchers. They're like,
they
I'm not going to tell you anything.
They,
you have to figure it out.
Nothing.
Yeah, to the point where I get frustrated for her and the point where she snaps at people. And when they snap back, I'm like, no, she has every right to be annoyed with you right now.
I love her. I love Sunny so much.
She is a very...
Just so much.
Intense character. I like her. I like her character and how badass she is.
And I like that she's not perfect either. Because I'm like, you're making some bad decisions here.
Yeah,
yes,
that's true.
She is imperfect and she is also like not afraid to get her hands dirty. She cut a fucking sheep's face off. Or she like, she like dug out. There was that scene where they were like, her better do this before my parents get home. And she like is digging out the brains and face of a sheep to cast a spell.
She also made it sound like she had to do that quite often though.
Yeah.
Because her dad likes that dish. So
yeah,
she
that's
like
true.
Did it. But I did like that like. When they got into a fight at her school, it was a goddamn fight. Like, she was throwing punches.
I was imagining it. I was like, this is the best fight I've ever imagined in my head. Like, there was a lot of, like, open palm slapping. Because I imagined that she was just... Because they made... I can't remember what her name was, but the bitch bully. They made her sound so annoying that I was just imagining her getting what she deserved. I was like, I hope she breaks her nose. She was so mean for no reason that I was...
Know.
She literally just
it's
was constantly...
It's middle school.
Well, yeah. She was literally just a bully. I couldn't understand what the, like, standing by brother, was it the brother, was
boyfriend.
Doing there? Boyfriend, okay.
Yeah.
And I couldn't even understand his threat at the end. I assumed that he was, like, so mad that he was speaking in slang, because I was like, but he's mad. I can tell he's mad.
He's threatening, like a generic, I'll get you!
Yes, he was shaking his fist verbally.
How dare you! Yeah, it's not working out, but it's just such a good book, you guys.
It's beautiful.
Just such a good book. So I guess my point that I changed to is the emphasis on knowledge and learning, which is so fucking great because especially in today's day and age where everyone just is like
kids these days,
I had to explain to someone why they couldn't use in their university paper a personal angel fire type website black with green writing about neuroscience.
Why?
They wanted to use that one because they found it and they're proud that they found it. They're like, I found this thing. And you're like, that's a dead bird. You can't bring that to the like potluck. I'm sorry. I mean, unless it's chicken. But if it's just, you know, like...
Unless it's one of the dead birds we eat.
Yeah, unless it's, like, properly cooked and not with tire tracks in it. But it's just... I really wish that society as a whole wasn't so anti-knowledge and anti-learning. And I love that this book, that's the thing. Like, the most prestigious store to go to is the bookstore.
It's the library.
The best job you can have is to be
head
the librarian.
Boss bitch in charge is basically what her nameplate says.
I want to be Sugar Cream so badly. Not only is she a head librarian, but her entire name comes from the fact that she loves sugar and cream. And I'm like, that's
part
me.
Part of me wonders if that's bullshit, though. Part of me was like, I wonder if she tells people a different story every time. As she was telling it, I was like, you are really loose with this information. And also, doesn't every person you meet ask this question? She said when Sunny asked it, she was like, that's a good question. I was like, really? Because I feel like it's like asking a tall person how tall they are. Like, you know they hear that every day. You know people ask her why she's sweet cream.
How tall they are. It's like asking them if they play basketball.
That's very true.
In the defense of that question, she's also a free agent, and this is a world where people are named McNickstick.
McNickstick? I'm sorry. Like,
like, you can't, like, maybe
it isn't
that
As soon as I figured out how to pronounce it, since I got to the end of it, I laughed out loud, because I was like, McNickstick.
If you read the thank yous afterwards by the author, she's like, also, thank you for giving me the name McNickstick to her, like, brother-in-law or something, and I was just like, he is so proud, isn't he? He is a proud man.
Yes. Rest in peace, Groot.
So, yeah,
I
it
never
might not
figured
be
out how to say his name.
Ah, that's right.
I just was like, that
There
name.
Were a handful of names that I skipped over Hermione style. There were a few names that I was like, I don't know.
And oh, Zoamana?
Keep on moving. Wait, which one?
I did that with her grandma's
name. Oh, the grandma. Yes.
Until
I
finally
too.
Was like, I'm going to do this. And then I read it out loud and I was like, this is a beautiful name.
It is a really pretty name. I think the reason that I'm like, I don't think I did, is because I was like, I don't think I thought of that. So I must not have, because that is definitely how it would be pronounced if I'd read it.
Yeah. It's like, I didn't actually read Professor McGonagall's name for like 4 books.
Really? I bet I read it, but I bet I made it
Professor Mick, and then I just skipped the rest.
Oh, no, Professor McGonagall.
You just see the...
You're Scottish. Like,
Professor
hell
McGonagall.
Yeah.
I'm technically Scottish, but I'm just like, eh.
You I had didn't Professor get that Snape. Strong yeah. dose of homeland pride instilled
I mean,
in you.
You did have a person playing the bagpipes at your wedding.
That's true.
So, like,
that's a pretty damn
My great great grandma was kicked out of her country, and she never let her children forget it.
The fuck did she do?
Yeah. Nothing. There was a. No. Do we want to go into the Highland clearances? No one. So, like, at the
did
end.
Did she steal a sheep?
No.
That so is the only thing I know about the Highlands is that they do have sheep.
That's
the end
because
of the information
the British
I have.
Replaced all the people with sheep.
Oh, learning facts today.
Yep.
Learning facts here in the room.
That's why there's so many Scots-Irish in America. Because the British kicked them all out.
And to think our current president is Scottish.
Is he?
Yeah, his mom is straight from Scotland.
Oh, that's embarrassing.
Anyway.
I wouldn't say he's Scottish, though.
I don't know. He apparently really loved his mom. If you look, they have the exact same hair, which is when I finally figured out, like, oh, maybe this actually is his hair, when I saw a picture of his mother and I was like, holy shit, genetics. So that's a fun
hairdresser.
Yeah, a fun political side note there.
But anyways,
So
history.
Yeah, tell us more about knowledge and learning and how much chittum I'd get about thing is how great this is.
Not
I'm,
that
I'm
much.
Trying to
I didn't
it
really
back.
Go fully into the whole history of it.
Okay.
Don't worry. We can do that afterwards.
We could do that afterwards. We did find one day Audrey and I did find a list of, like, you can find out if you have witches in your ancestry. And Audrey found out that she had a witch in her ancestry who was burned to death.
Potentially.
Ooh, potentially two. They were burned to death. I did the same thing. I was on the other side of the coin. I am ashamed of myself.
Are you like the nicest ever? Were you like Puritans?
Funny you should say that.
Oh, were you the ones killing Audrey?
Yeah.
Ah, okay.
My great, my great whatever grandfather was on the jury of the Salem witch trials,
oh,
and I
boy.
Was like, "This is lovely."
Centuries later, your spirits found each other.
Yeah, and I was just like, I just sat when I learned that. I just sat there and I was like, "They'd be so disappointed in me."
They'd be like, "How dare you bring the shame upon the family?
How Whereas dare you wear like, trousers upon thy sin legs?"
Whereas when I was looking at it, I was like, do 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 do. Oh, there we are.
Oh yeah, she actually like found the thing. It was straight up like burned to death, conflagration. And I was like, Jesus Christ. Whoa. At least she had kids first, or else That's you wouldn't intense. Be around.
That's Could really have been. Intense. I mean, listen.
Audrey's just happy dancing, thinking about her family being burned to death at the stake.
She's no,
like,
she's just like, I got out. I didn't die.
Yeah. I'm
no,
a fucking
I'm
witch.
Saying,
I'm a witch.
I escaped. You know,
the fetus that got
people
away.
Could have multiple children, so like she could be a sister, an aunt.
I mean, there's like honestly, you look at the history of my great whatever person, and he was just like cool with it all until they started killing men, and he was like, whoa, 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 slow your roll, slow your fucking roll. I think we might be a little hasty here with what we're doing. We should like dial it back and think about what we're doing now that men are dying. And I was just, oh my God. Anyway. So I guess the next thing that I want to talk about, I don't know if you guys do, is that there's a lot of dual identities going on with Sunny. She's Nigerian. She's American. She's black, but she's also white through her albinism. She's magic, but she needs to pretend she's not magic. She has all of these different things fighting, and she has a spirit face, and she has Sunny. She has Sunny, mm-hmm. and she has Anyanwu. I got this.
And they specifically say being like a free agent is the hardest because you have to move between the two. Oh, they say the meanest way possible where they're like, you're really not going to accomplish much. Just don't make any waves and don't talk to anybody and live among the lambs
live
in ignorance.
Under a rock
and that's
you'll
right.
be fine.
But they're like, it's going to be hard for you because you're going to live among the lambs, but you know, you also know the leopard people exist. So you can never go back.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And I'm just over here like, I can barely take care of myself. And she's doing all of this at 12.
Yeah, jumping through keyholes and doorways, just being awesome.
Oh, yep. That's the other thing. They never fucking sleep.
Oh, yeah. Jesus. I was thinking about that because I was like, but
they
when
must
did
be
she,
sleep deprived.
When did she sleep? Because that's really important for teenage they brain development.
Yeah, they have classes at midnight because witches. But then she has regular, like, lamb school. And
at,
then
like,
she has to do
school hours.
Yeah, and then she has to do studying.
For both.
And when she asked how to do this, Orla was like, you just do it.
Yep.
End of advice. There was nothing more. And there was no, like, explanation of how she was doing it. No caffeine, nothing. They're just like, she's just doing it.
Yeah, she's just like, they're like, you can.
It's not one of her powers. She's just getting it done.
And as someone who had insomnia, like, I understand there is a point where you're like, I just survive now. But you're not at top dollar.
I only need 4 hours of sleep like the president.
Yeah, and she's just, Anyway, but she's just like, she's living her life. She's doing it great. She's reaching for the stars, and I'm just over here, like, trying my best.
So, Sunny's an overachiever. Kathy's an underachiever.
I overachieve and struggle. Oh. She overachieves and just, like, she's the Martha Stewart
sounds
of the free agent world. She's
sounds
just,
like shit was not going her way until recently, though.
True.
So,
that was
sounds
the
like
thing.
She just recently was like, okay, maybe things are going to be fine. Because before that, like, her brothers hated her and her dad was a dick to her. And
they didn't hate her. They just, like, didn't know what to do with her. And then she got all this confidence from being a leopard person. And it's just like, and I've actually found that in my own life, that once you get confidence, it's cool.
Even that terrible day where Chi-Chi made that weird decision for no reason. Like, I still don't totally understand why
I have no
Chi-Chi,
idea what you're talking
about.
Yeah,
I don't still totally understand why Chi-Chi does the thing she does where she conjured the masquerade in that tent with all the other kids
to
after
prove
the
that
wrestling
she's
match.
Better than the kid that she's obviously
but there
better
was
than.
No reason for it. That's the
she's
thing. I was like,
proud
there were
as
no
fuck.
Stakes. There was nothing. Cause
no,
they,
she's proud.
She'd already, but she'd already kicked
insulted.
His ass. She'd already kicked his ass so hard.
She's proud.
And
questioned
so, her.
Yeah, but
she's
not
proud.
Until she suggested it already. That's the thing. The thing is that the fight was over, and then she was like, anyone want to see me conjure a masquerade? They were like walking away, and she was like, anybody want to see me do this cool thing that like maybe I... And then he challenged her because he was like, that sounds impossible.
She
validate
wanted to do
me.
It. She wanted
validate
to do it. It was
that's
looking
what,
for an excuse.
It frustrated the shit out of me. I was like, why would you
that's
do it?
That's because you're a sensible one.
Yes, that's maybe that was it too. Chi-Chi and Sasha pissed me off.
Because, I know, me too.
Because Orly was really sensible, and Sunny was relatively sensible. Mm-hmm. Like, she was like a baby discovering her toes. She was like, it's all so cool and new to me.
Yeah.
But Orly was like, everyone just calm the fuck down. Like, please use your common sense. And everyone around him is like, I got a book of shadows. I got a book of shadows. Let's read out of it. Nothing could go wrong.
Yeah. And I just like, I feel like Orlu is the person where, like, if something happens on The Office, there's like a quick camera pan to him and he's just looking at the camera with like disappointment.
He's doing
like, that's
the like
him.
Will Smith, the fourth wall break where he's like looking at the camera, Fresh Prince style.
But it's great that his personality is like that because his special power literally is to undo all this bullshit that his friends do.
That's
like,
he's the problem. Problem eraser, and he addresses it with
he's an enabler.
He's not even. I mean, he is an enabler because he will always fix it because he's not gonna let people die.
But he saves
him.
The world, which is great.
I don't blame him for being an enabler though, because Chi-Chi literally says like, "Yeah, I'm gonna run headlong into shit and fuck stuff up. You're gonna clean it up no matter what I do."
Yeah.
That's why I was like, "You're a bad friend, Chi-Chi," because she specifically said. And even when he was like, "I hate this. I don't want to do this. Please stop making me clip your messes," she's just like, "No."
The thing is, he hates it. Yes, but he like probably really enjoys the like. Excitement that Chi-Chi mm-hmm. brings to his life.
They balance each other.
That's why they're an Oha coven. You that's have the two and the coven. Two and it all works
balance
out.
Each other so well.
And I feel like
apparently there's lust. I don't know why the like spirit they were talking about how well balanced
oh, that's
they were.
Sasha and Chi-Chi. Are you fucking kidding
yes,
me? They're
course.
The lusty
yeah,
ones.
Of course.
They're yes. First of all, he's 14.
Yep.
So we know he's lusty. We don't know how old she is. She might be 14, 15.
That's true. I was like, I actually don't know how old Chi-Chi is, but I imagine her teeny. I don't know.
Oh, she's really tiny. They said she's really tiny.
Her name's Chi Chi.
She's a tiny person.
I don't know why. That's a tiny person's name. It's a chihuahua's name.
Yeah, like Jada Pinkett Smith height. Just like a ball of energy.
Yeah. Have you guys seen Girls Trip? She's so oh my god.
I love Girls Trip. So oh my god. I picture her like
she's small, like Jada.
Small.
I feel bad for the person who had to keep her in shot the whole time. Because it's literally like Queen Latifah and that lady played Dina towering 8 feet tall. And she's like, you guys, we gotta, and like the camera has to move down a little bit. And she's in her flat shoes.
I just feel like
she's 5 feet tall, exactly. I did not know that.
Chi Chi looks like Jada Pinkett Smith, but has Dina's personality.
I imagine her with like two puffs. I know that is not. I know they said she's a short afro, but I don't care. I imagine her with two puffs.
she's just fantastic.
That's why I was like. That's why to me she looks young in my head. But I do like that they're like she's like the honey of the group. She looks small, but she's 18 or whatever.
Yep. I just I love her so much, and I feel like she's the one that will eventually once Orlu gets a little older, take him to the side and be like, okay, this is what you're gonna do with Sunny, and it's gonna be fine. And he's gonna be like, but how do I do the thing? And she, no. Do you know how, okay, a man loves a woman, or sometimes they just get this feeling, and it's like, she's going to be the one to introduce him and help him on this path to seducing honey, Sunny.
Honey, oh gosh.
Sunny Senpai. Yeah.
That almost rolls off the tongue.
Who would have thought? Yeah, but so, it's just great. I don't know, they're all so great.
I did like the characters. Chi-Chi still pisses me off.
Chi-Chi still pisses you off?
Well, a little bit. I like her.
And Sasha
but
pisses me off too, honestly.
Yeah.
Oh, no. I love Sasha. I love Sasha's backstory.
I like his backstory. I do. And I like him prepared. I'm prepared to like all of them. I'm prepared to like Chi-Chi and I'm prepared to like Sasha. But they're just too stupid. They're just doing stupid stuff.
Because they're kids. Like,
everybody's kids and they might be the oldest ones in the group.
But like, think about this. I've said this before. Think about when the internet was first like becoming super mainstream and how we were at that age, and think about all the terrible stuff you did on the internet with your new unfound power, and think about this magnified with magic.
The dark aura that is happening around Kathy right now. Think of all the trolling you did.
That should, like, I am not allowed to have a live journal as per my mom due to the things that went down in eighth grade.
Banned from live journal, banned from Zanga.
Like, it's just, things happen. You're confused and growing and young, and I can imagine with magic it is so much worse, and you're trying to navigate who you are as a person, but you're also trying to navigate this other world, and you're also yourself. So
do you identify with Sasha the most out of all of them? If you had to identify with one, if you had to be one of their like familiars,
if I had to be one of their familiars, I mean, I would really like his power.
Those don't exist in this. I made that up, but you know.
It's hard to say because I automatically have the most in common with Sasha because we're both American.
Mm-hmm. That's true.
I've never been to Nigeria.
Technically, Sunny is also American. She's like Nigerian, but, and also like,
she's
both. Even she doesn't know. Yeah,
she's both.
She's exactly both.
But like, he's just like, hey, yeah, like he would know what Costco is.
Yes, that's true.
He probably
that's very
you know, like,
true.
Shit like it's just like the small things, but like the fact that he even the ways he. Like, you have, like, all of the American stuff, like, with the police and navigating that with his race and all of this stuff.
Yeah, yeah.
And you
he
have
talks
that. It's, like,
about
this backdrop that going on to who he is and how he's, like, a bad punk kind of. Not punk, but, like, you know, he has the whole bad boy image. And that's something that a lot of people try to do in Nigeria. And Sunny's just, like, it's pathetic.
Yeah. The guys
I look
who,
at
like,
them and they're just, like, and she's just, like, no.
Are in their beat up cars, like, playing hip hop music with their t-shirts and their baggy pants. And they're like, I am American. Look at me. My t-shirt says McDonald's on it.
Actually, apparently in South Africa, there's a gang called the Americans who wear red, white, and blue stuff. And my boyfriend was thinking about getting a red, white, and blue sweatshirt for his dad. And he goes, nah, he'll probably get shot. Because that is a really big fear that might actually happen. So
that sounds like a legitimate fear in that particular circumstance.
Yeah, so he can't even get a funny, ironic, like, you know those t-shirts that you get in the mail that are just like, freedom isn't free, donate to this veterans. And you're like, how the fuck did I get on this list? Mm-hmm. Like, shit like that. Like, you can't
it
even wear those ironically.
To me. I wonder why. Sorry.
I'm just really sad about my family in that brief moment where I'm like,
God
damn it.
I'm sorry that that's a thing that's in your life.
I once got a phone call to, this is actually a deep shame. This is a deep shame.
This is a safe space.
That I was thinking about on my drive into work today. I remembered how I was called before the election last summer. I was called to participate in a survey about Republicans in Michigan because, and this is great, I used to vote in the Republican primaries because you don't have to in Michigan, you don't have to register for a certain party. I voted in the Republican primaries to throw them off. So I voted for Herman Cain a few times, just thinking oh, this will be funny. Because we already knew who this is when Obama was in office. We knew he was going to be the person. So I'm might as well vote for someone else to do this. So because of this, they thought I was a Michigan Republican. So they asked me who I was voting for or who I would vote for in this next election. And I was never Trump. I'm never going to vote for Trump. And then people are oh my God, polling can determine how Trump will become president. I was I'm part of the problem. I literally am part of the problem. And I feel really bad and guilty now. But honestly, I was waiting. It was an automated phone call waiting for them to be are you not a Republican? They never fucking asked that question. It was a bad survey. So
it was flawed.
Yeah. Anyway, that was what I was thinking about deeply this morning as I was driving and wanted to cry. So
brooding darkly about it.
Yeah. Brooding darkly about how I partially contributed to the current political system of America.
Haven't we all?
Yeah.
Deep moment. Deep heaviness.
Yeah, there's a lot of articles going around right now about being a good white person and how it's terrible, and I'm just like,
this book is a good break from white people entirely.
Yeah, oh my God, so there isn't a single fucking, no, there's one white person in the book, and it's her
Sunny.
Teacher.
No. I mean, technically, she's white on the outside.
Yes, but her teacher is white. She mentions briefly her lamb
not
teacher.
Anatop. Oh,
her lamb teacher.
Yeah. I remember
so
that.
Who
lady
doesn't
at
even
all.
Have a fucking name?
Yeah,
she's just my teacher.
She's the Peanuts character. The adults in the Peanuts just wah 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 wah. I was I didn't even know. Did she have a teacher?
Yeah. Yep. So there's her, and then there's the nameless cops back in America, and that's it. That's
gotcha.
Those are the only white people, and it was such a nice break.
It really was.
God, we're terrible people, Audrey.
I don't agree that by virtue of the color of my skin, I'm automatically terrible.
I'm in a dark
Kathy's
place.
Judging.
I'm gonna thoughtfully disagree
so
with
hard.
You. I'm gonna thoughtfully disagree with you right now. Oh my God, it's been a tough week, you guys. It's been a tough fucking week. Okay, yeah. So, do you guys have anything else you want to?
Nope,
talk?
We're not gonna. No, it's fine.
Oh no.
No.
What do you want to talk about with this book?
Me?
Oh, can we talk about Kevin from Up, who isn't actually named Kevin from Up, but has
really,
a human
really.
Name when they're going
no,
to the different
Nancy?
Teacher's house?
No.
Nancy!
Nancy!
Yeah,
Nancy!
And
Nancy
like,
is a lady.
There's just this giant bird that drops down and is like, sup, y'all?
She's like Buckbeak if Buckbeak were sassy as fuck. Like, Chi-Chi disrespects her and she turns around and she shits everywhere.
Yeah. she's fucking so Kevin from Up. And I was just like, this book just became my favorite book now that Kevin's here.
Oh, yes.
She's great. And then eventually Orlu's like, oh, you just want to be treated like a person. And she's like,
yeah.
And she flies him right on up.
She's like, oh, fucking course I do.
Yeah.
Get your albino
obviously,
friend. Let's
I
want to
be treated like a goddamn lady. That's
yeah.
all she wants.
Like the lady I am, she says as
like
she shits on Chi-Chi.
Yeah.
She's just like,
yeah,
so
I did.
Great.
I did like that addition to it.
Also, I'm going to clarify. She does not actually speak. This is just
a
giant
this
bird.
Is us speaking for her, but this is what I imagine she would say if she had a voice.
Yeah, mm-hmm. She's just, she's,
I mean,
she
it was
had
pretty
a lot
clear.
Of, she had a lot
it
of personality for an animal that does not speak.
I love
I want
she,
to see more of Nancy.
I agree.
Nancy is amazing.
Do we have other favorite characters who are not main characters?
Well, let's talk. Tell us about McNickstick. You love him.
McNickstick is just he just like
where
comes
do we meet
by.
Him?
We meet him at, so it's like, again, there were all these little bits that kept comparing to Harry Potter. Like the wrestling match was mm-hmm. their sport. There was like the wrestling, a wrestling match that was a public spectacle.
Mm-hmm.
And then after that, a soccer match that was somehow like a private. I don't understand.
It was
totally
like smaller. I think it was just
but
like a thing that
basically
kids
they
afterwards.
Went to a place where sports happened. That's about my full understanding mm-hmm. of it.
Well, they went to a giant like Northern African wizard meetup, essentially.
Yeah, it was basically, she said, like, why isn't this place the capital? That was the kind of place it was.
Yeah.
It was, like, big and bustling and full of magical leopard people.
And apparently, that was the wrong question to ask, since everyone
yes,
was, rum,
everyone
rum,
got
rum,
intense.
Rum.
Apparently, there is politics behind that.
Yeah.
And so, there's more politics to be had in the leopard people world. But they go, and she's having, like, a breakdown, because she's just overwhelmed. She basically is having a panic attack.
Yeah.
And it's funny, because I got really reminiscent. It sounded like the first time I ever had a panic attack, because I was trying to get on a roller coaster at an amusement park, and I failed. I couldn't do it. My body physically couldn't do
that
it.
That is okay.
I couldn't do it, so I had to get out of line. I was just crying in the corner till an adult was like, are you okay? But it wasn't a McNickstick who found me. She just kept about her business when I said yes. So, but in this case, she was like panicking and crying and be like, it's too overwhelming. There's too many people. And along comes a guy who's 7 feet tall. And
I
and
pictured him like a
friendly.
Giant praying mantis.
Yes, really tall mm-hmm. and spindly and is just like a quiet, nice guy. And he's like, hey, are you okay? And he gives her a little yellow handkerchief and he like listens to her problem. problems. He's
and
like
then
a
just
little
stands
10
silently
minute,
next to her.
Yeah, 10-minute therapist, and he stands with his hands. It was funny because she's like, I had a feeling that his body language said, whatever I do is good. And I was like, I want to meet. That's why I was like, Groot, I don't know. He just seems so sweet. So they make you love him. They make you love his like tall, gentle giantness. Mm-hmm. And he gives her like advice. I can't remember what the advice is. It seemed like it was important.
It was like,
be
good
yourself.
Yeah,
be yourself, achieve the dream. And so then he disappears and she's like, the crowd is all staring at me. And it's because McNickstick is actually like
one of the fighters
in the wrestling match. So he's like a badass and he chooses carefully who he talks to, I guess. Mm-hmm. So he doesn't talk to many people.
He's just shy.
He's just a shy tall guy, Groot.
Yeah. And it like vaguely hints at him being her guardian angel.
He died immediately. So.
No.
After
oh, no, no, he no. dies, and then he becomes a guardian
an angel. Yeah,
and they weird like, and not at all consoling.
But he like,
I was like, but he just
shows
but
up
he's
in a
dead.
Dream.
His
he
wife
shows
is
up
there.
In a dream.
Yeah.
So you're like, is that him? I think that is it.
So maybe McNickstick will come back. Maybe there will be a return of McNickstick.
Mm-hmm. I hope so. Cool.
He seemed very sweet. Again, he was a character that like guy. I love just because clearly they wanted you to love him, but he died really fast. So,
oh,
yeah.
I immediate like right when we met him, I'm like, this son of a bitch is gonna die.
He's
I,
too.
I
he's too good for this world.
after Kareem, I know. Oh, I know. Yeah. I just sense these things. Actually, it's pretty much after this one character from the Anne of Green Gables series in the final book who utterly destroyed me as a child. My mom literally came into the living room and was like, go to your room if you're going to keep crying. Like, I was just like, I've been crying for so long. Oh, Walter. I have never been as fully destroyed by a character's death since then.
Oh, not even Fred Weasley?
That was rough.
It was a
not even Fred
It was a
Weasley.
Fucking drop in the bucket. Like, Dumbledore fucked me up a little bit. Sirius Black,
see,
I was like,
Fred
whatever.
Got me. Fred but, was... Fred got me. Fred Walter, I can't even get into it. Fred got me.
Walter Blythe destroyed me so entirely as a person that
Man,
there's no
we
going
should
back.
Have we should have an episode where we just talk about like book death that got us. There are so many.
I just have
I
the
also
one.
Refused to finish oh. Allegiant. Sorry, spoilers. Everyone knows by now.
Don't yeah. know what that is. Oh. Okay.
It's the last Divergent. Sorry, it's the last Divergent book. It's the last Divergent book, and the main character dies. If you haven't read it already, sorry about
yeah.
it.
It's fine.
It's only several years old.
No, right? So, and I remember that I learned that halfway through reading it, and I was like, fuck Ooh. This. And I just put the book down.
Yeah.
It's like not worth it.
Mm-mm. Yeah. I'm just.
I deeply dislike that, so maybe that's why I react so badly.
That
to it.
And books with dogs on the cover.
That's true.
I feel like I don't have that
Fool
problem
me
much
once
you're not in middle grade. Once you're not in like middle school anymore, there's no more Because of Winn-Dixies.
That's not true.
Fucking, really?
Do you remember Marley and Me, that book for adults? That
Marley and
were,
Me?
Like,
okay,
Red
I also don't read adult like... books so for the most part, so the only ones that I see are like fancy dresses.
I mean, I haven't read Marley and
books.
Me, but like, let's be real.
But there
we
is a dog on
do-
it. There are a lot
we
of
know
books
that dog dies too.
God. Yeah, the dog always
there
dies.
Was before Girls Trip. There was a movie trailer for...
It wasn't Rough Night. The, like, other wild...
No, it's one with, like, Kate Winslet and, oh, my God, why am I blanking on his name? I love him. The guy who's in the running to become the next James Bond.
Idris Elba?
Why
yes!
would I know
Idris
that?
Elba!
Yes!
Idris Elba!
Anyway, they, like, end up... They, like, are on a plane and it crashes and they're in, like, the Himalayas or something and they have to escape together. And at one point, a Labrador shows up in the trailer.
What?
And then, like, it comes in and out of the trailer, like, in some it's scenes, dead. But not all of them. I'm like, it's that dead. Dog, fuck. I'm like, I just kept turning to my,
ghost
like,
dog.
My roommate next to me. I was like, what the fuck happened to that dog? What happened to the dog? Where'd the dog go?
I don't care about anything else in this movie. Idris, you're cute. What happened to the dog?
But also, the dog wasn't in the tiny plane, so where did the dog come from? Like, it's just like a mystery dog. Like,
I now
have
to.
I now
have
to
look this movie
dog.
Up.
But I don't know, but I'm just like, I refused. I'm sorry, I'm like tangled in your cord.
Yeah, how did you do that?
I don't know, it got caught on my Birkenstock. Anyway. Okay. My white people shoes.
Oh my God.
You have had a week, jeez.
I
yeah.
had a goddamn
the she
week.
Brought out the Birkenstock. She needs support from yeah. every end.
I actually bought Birkenstock inserts from my shoes the other day, and they are too wide for most of my shoes.
Adulthood problems.
Only
these are
my
problems
options.
That people under the age of 20 do not have.
It's true.
Oh, yeah. It's great. I'm also negotiating a car. So, you know, car salesman.
Man.
Yeah, I'm having a great week, you guys. I'm going to buy insurance.
Oh, that sounds awful.
Looks like she wants to
I'm
hug
sorry.
Me.
The last time that like my health insurance came due, I just didn't do anything about it, and then I found out that I'm on my mom's for another year. Though otherwise, I would have just had no health insurance because I didn't want to deal with it. So I understand your life.
Yeah.
Good for you for doing anything.
Yeah. It's
my solution was to play dead. So your solution is better.
Yeah. The commute's getting to me, but one day.
I believe.
One day it'll be fine.
I've done one of those before. They're rough.
A commute?
Yeah. I drive an hour. I'm not going to say where, but I drive an hour to work every day. And
I'm
back.
I'm not going to say where, but I wish to stalk you to work and back.
I mean, I can tell you afterwards. I kind of thought you already knew, but I guess not. So now I feel like a bad friend. But we'll discuss afterwards. But in the meantime.
Make plans. Get my pair of binoculars.
Why don't we just give out your social security number while we're at it?
Well, so my first pet's name was Spot.
Okay. What street did you live on as a child?
I lived on Main Street.
Do you think that stripper name game, the one that everyone always plays where you have to do your child name, is like a way to get your information?
Absolutely.
Audrey's like, yes. Mother knows, yes. This is correct.
I can see it.
I can too. Yeah, as adults, we're like, I'm wise enough not to fall for that. But as kids, I bet so many people stole my information.
I mean, let's be honest. Also, a bunch of middle-aged people fall for that on Facebook, like, to this day. Aww. So it's fine.
Yeah. Oh, my God.
It doesn't make you any less of a person.
There is something weirdly satisfying about being like, this is my werewolf name or my stripper name or whatever, but it's not worth it. Don't post it.
You can't really top the Detroit DA's name anyway. Kim Worthy. Kim with a Y. That's just like a fucking amazing stripper name. And like, I mean, don't get me wrong. She is like the scariest, most intense and like she's just the strongest lady ever. But her name is fantastic, and I would not mind having that be my actual name.
Kim Worthy.
Kim Worthy. Oh, she's so strong. I would not want to go up against her in a courtroom. Okay.
She's no Kim Handyside.
Oh, my God. Anyway, because this is just horribly derailing, I'm going to go. Let's go to Kathy's Smut Corner.
I'm glad that I made that jingle because clearly it's making a comeback.
It's sticking.
And it's different every time.
And it's slightly more off key every time. Yeah. That's what I love.
And also different depending on who sings.
It's just a series of do's. you can't fuck it up. That's why I made it that way.
Anyway, because this week's Kathy's Smut Corner, it's going to have a special section called There's No Fucking Smut Because They're Children, You Sickos.
Yes. Technically, the main character's 12, so we just
let's not go there.
Like, they're children, and I'm not touching that with a fucking 10-foot pole.
Yeah,
so anyway.
It's too weird.
This is now Kathy's Activity Corner, you guys.
Activity.
Break out the crayons.
That's kind of what this feels like.
Yeah. We're going to sit at a tiny plastic table that's only primary colors. And we're going to get some crayons.
I feel like it would be fitting for this to happen in a pretend imaginary classroom. This was a very knowledgeable book. Talked about knowledge, how important it was, the quality of knowledge.
So we've briefly touched upon this before, but my questions are going to be for each of you. What would your spirit face look like? And we might want to start with the second half of the question, which I guess should be the first half, which is what is your downside? What is your negative quality?
Ooh.
If you want, I can start.
I feel like you're obligated to start.
Yeah,
because
you
did this to us. But I have an idea, so I can go next. And Audrey, you can continue to panic over there in your corner.
Yeah, it'll still be panic when we get around to me. We can start with me.
I already told Audrey what her spirit face is. If she goes back in our memory, I did come up with it one day at work and started laughing out loud. And my coworkers asked what I was laughing about.
I'm a very dignified person.
Yes, very much so. All your noises have proved that to me. All the many noises that you make.
Okay, we're just going to skip to Audrey's spirit face because I'm really excited to talk about it right now.
I love that Kathy made a plan. I was like, fuck this plan.
Yeah, I'm like, I just remember, like, it's so great. So I was sitting there and I was like, what would Audrey's like? I'm just picturing Audrey, like, looking at someone and then revealing her spirit face. And when she does
my shirt off.
Yeah.
I'm imagining her spirit face is the why you know meme guy.
No, just because I'm doing this hand motion doesn't mean it. Anyway, so she's essentially, like, the moment, like, the big reveal, you just see the most ancient woman in the world. Just like someone who's
the
like
willow tree from Pocahontas,
like a 5,000-year-old woman. Like
she's
that's just crone? Audrey. She's just the croniest crone.
No, it's not.
Oh come on, you embrace your inner old woman.
It's definitely, you are like a mother. You are very much.
Why?
No, it's good. You make sure I eat and drink water. It's good. and the fact that you immediately were like, yes, that scam is really a scam. I don't know. That's a mom reaction to me.
The youth today with their scams. No. I pictured that's like also your strength, because it's like your downside is your strength.
And since it's a spirit mask, it would probably be beautiful in its own weird way, because they were all supposedly like ugly, terrifying, beautiful.
Yeah.
Yeah.
They weren't supposed to be pretty.
Mm-mm. Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, I'll accept that. I don't know what my downsides are, so that's fine.
Well, we can come back to your downsides if you want.
Okay. No, that sounds great.
That felt really bad.
We'll come back. The list is so long. I mean, it'll take forever.
I'm a terrible person. I do not have any downsides for you, I should say. You're supposed to come up
with
those on your
own. She rolls back up her long scroll.
I just motioned to the town crier, like, get out of here.
No, never mind. Yeah. It's canceled.
It's canceled. It's off. So... I'm trying to think. I know my negative quality would just be my extreme and intense anxiety and anxiousness.
I wonder how that could work in your favor. Would you be like, you would be able to make people safe all the time? You'd just be like an insulation magnet. You'd be able to make a giant like bubble to shield everyone all the
really
time.
Really good at thinking on my feet? I have no idea. Like, I'm just like.
I feel like it would be like future, right? Like you
able to destroy paper towel rolls with a single punch.
Yes! I just like, I can see every possible horrible future that could possibly happen.
You know what, actually, yeah, I bet that would be your power. I bet you'd be able to see like all possibilities because you'd be worrying all the time.
And then they'd find me huddled in the fetal position on the floor.
We would, that's
crying.
Okay, because we'd be part of your group and our job would be to just carry you around. That would be our balance.
You'd
have to get a strong woman.
Like a baby Bjorn, I just like ride it. Don't go that way. Something is coming.
Just strapped to the back, shouting dire prophecies. This is amazing.
Don't touch that. It's going to give you salmonella.
So would your spirit mask be like a turtle shell for you to curl in?
That's actually very good spirit. I was also thinking that my other downside is how obnoxious I am as a person. And how
a loud turtle shell. Really bright
that's
one.
How she cheeses.
But
she's
how
I loud.
Like, she's that's is, her. What did cheeses look like again?
I don't remember. But her downside was that she's loud.
Yeah, I don't know. But, like, I just pictured...
It's probably why you like her.
She has, like, a photographic memory, but she wouldn't have been able to, like, pay attention in school or something.
Yeah,
I can't remember
like,
what exactly
ADD
they said.
Stuff.
Yes, and actually, that we'll get to it. Go ahead.
Yeah, but I don't know. But I can also pass as normal. So I think, like, my spirit mask might just be, like, a really normal-looking face. But then whenever I speak, it's just, like, an air horn. Just like the most obnoxious thing that no one wants to deal with, but I'm here. That's the whole thing is when Sunny speaks as Anyan Wu, she's like has this beautiful, deep, husky voice, but instead it's just me being like,
it would be a defense mechanism.
Yeah, just like the most obnoxious thing, like, oh God.
I feel like
Kathy's
maybe you would cause like earthquakes. You would have like weather powers. You'd make that horrible noise and then like the earth would split open.
Oh my God, I love Toph, so I'd be fine with that.
Be great.
I love Toph.
Cause then natural disasters with your sheer annoyingness.
Yeah, I don't
Although
know.
Although I do not find you annoying. I feel like this gets like, this conversation gets insulting easily.
Yeah, it does.
I feel like, disclaimer, I like you guys.
But I have no idea what my spirit name would be because they all have different spirit names.
Oh, I feel like
I'm
going to
pick.
Not going to go
actually,
with spirit names.
Yeah.
Dom Savage. I came up
there
with that earlier.
Savage.
I came up with that earlier.
It's just like a D&D name she couldn't get.
Yeah.
She doesn't have yet.
Yeah. I know. I was like, Kim Handysides is my spirit name.
Kim Handysides. I mean, you could use that for anything. Just make it one word. Kim Handysides.
Kim Handysides.
I am Kim Handysides.
I like that. Kim Handysides. Anyway, Nicole.
Yes. I don't know what my spirit mask would look like, but I feel like one of my, definitely when they mentioned having like that Chi-Chi had ADD, or that was one of the things I was like, I feel like I'm disorganized and have trouble focusing, and that would be part of my disadvantages. And the other one would be my shitty eyesight. I don't know how it would help me, but I have bad eyesight.
I got one for you. Okay, you know those rides at the carnival where like you go in the ride and it starts spinning really quickly and everyone gets sucked to the wall?
Yes.
It's like that. You can't see very well and you're very disorganized and you're just going at a rapid clip.
How is this helping me? Wait a minute.
So that's your spirit mask.
Yeah.
It just like grows out the top of your
head. It just looks fucking sick.
My spirit mask is like a tilt-a-whirl.
Yeah.
Like a Himalayas ride.
Yeah.
This is odd. So I feel like I kind of like the idea of my spirit mask though having like those flashing lights.
Yeah.
From a carnival ride on.
Yeah, yeah.
Like it's little like bulbs that go all the way around. Maybe they would be like fireflies though.
But your spirit
no
mask would be super cute. In a weird
way,
though.
It would be. It would definitely be part candy.
Yeah.
It would at least be part candy.
Oh, yeah. That's, yeah.
Yes.
So, a carnival.
A carnival. Yes. Yeah, my spear mask would be a carnival.
Adding, Audrey's would be knitted. She would be it a would knitted be. Old woman face.
It'd be knitted.
Just a woolen
it'd have
old
pleats
woman
and
face.
Shit. It'd be so expertly sewn.
Yeah. Just like the,
it would be like a rag doll face.
Oh, burr. That's terrifying.
Well, you said she would look like the world's most ancient old woman.
It's true. It would be like a
yeah, but I'm picturing
face.
Like a knitted ancient old woman face.
I don't know what that looks like.
I'm sorry. Audrey, you shouldn't have let us pick your mask because this is awful.
I mean, you ended up with a carnival, so
I did.
It's
okay. I did. I like to imagine that mine is just like so garish that people can't look at
it's
it.
It's just a carnival.
Like, it's just full of tiny lights. Little people who are like
tiny little
you off.
Prizes.
Tiny little carnies.
Little goldfish in bowls. Half of them are dead. They're like, her face is so confusing. I don't know what to, I have like a decoy mask. You don't know what to look at first.
Oh,
maybe
also.
That's why I would move really fast like Tracer from Overwatch, and I would just be like distraction, ooh. Distraction, distraction. Psh, psh, psh. Yeah.
And then what would your
I don't know what my
so
blind
power,
ears would help.
Power.
Yeah,
seeing
power.
Things that are hidden.
Okay, seeing things that are hidden and moving really fast. I feel like that would be a great power.
I
now.
Like moving really fast.
Yes,
that would be a good you.
Well,
and I could
like
uncover things.
Is a
I
thing.
Could uncover things in like X-ray vision,
and still not on time.
I'm yeah, still late for
never.
Everything. Never on time. Always texting you as like, I'll be there in 5 minutes. I had some traffic. I'm sorry. I understand you're fighting and what and Kwasu the devil, but I'll be there. I'm sorry. I'm
sorry.
Late. Yeah. I'm riding the funky train. It's stopping everywhere. I don't know what to tell
it's
you.
Okay.
What did you expect from a thing called the funky train? It's never yeah. gonna be on time.
No.
I can see you being like. Actually, I'm very early for when we hang out 3 months from now.
That's true.
Next time.
Yes.
Meanwhile,
right.
I'm just strapped to the old woman's chest going, she's going to be late again.
She's gonna be. And everyone's like, yeah, we knew. We don't need you for that.
Thanks, Kathy.
Or I guess it would be, mom, 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 mom. Just like Morse code, like talking to you guys.
So
tell us.
Yeah. What do I have to share now?
And your power would be and what your downside, not how old you are and what I guess what you think your spirit face would be and what are your like.
I feel like it's so, it's like a really exciting idea, but I have no idea.
Hard to visualize.
It's hard to visualize.
It's hard to even visualize the ones that they told me existed because I still yeah. like a spirit face is very much like faces
mystery
in
face.
Most books. I'm just kind of like, it's sort of a vague idea I have, but I don't think too hard about it because I can't imagine what it would look like except Sunny. Where I'm kind of like, it's
she's
like
the sun.
Sun.
Yeah.
I imagine the yeah. sun from the Teletubbies, kind of. Like you can see her face, but also the sun.
Although, I forgot the Teletubbies' son is like a giggling baby.
Yeah.
I forgot it was a baby.
But like that style. Like I imagine her yeah. face, but like it's yellow and she's like part of the sun.
Yeah.
It's probably all wrong. So
no
one's spirit mask looks good to me.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's okay.
You need to be more introspective.
What?
Maybe.
You know, I think about this shit all the time. I'm just like brushing my teeth or trying to fall asleep at 2 a.m. because I'm so anxious
Kathy
about the world.
Kathy wants to give her sickness to everybody.
I guess probably one of my downsides is that I very rarely see the good in myself.
Wow.
Yeah. That's a good...
You
that's,
asked.
That's incredibly introspective. That's literally the definition of introspective.
Yeah, but like, I'm trying to think and it's like... You're either a very old woman or just
maybe you'd be
Hannah
good at like hunting out bad juju.
Why?
Maybe you'd be really good at finding bad juju, although all juju sounds like it's bad because it all sounds
know,
so
all,
not worth
there's
it.
Something there about
were,
juju.
There was a list of all the like side effects. They were like pretty much all juju ends in like death or illness or of cancer or venereal disease or like all kinds. They were like all juju.
Just like one of the
so
commercials
you better really
for like
want
a prescription
it.
Drug on TV.
Yes, they were like
side effects include.
Side include nausea, heartburn, vomiting, death.
Yeah, like
oh shit.
Heart attack, stroke.
Excessive
right.
gambling.
Internal
you're just
hemorrhaging.
Like, the fuck, this is for restless leg syndrome.
I don't understand.
It's like, why are you making me gamble?
So it sounds like your natural ability is maybe the only one you can use without, like, smushing your brain eventually.
Because yeah.
everything in this book leads to death. It's all death.
If you
there's
do
a really
it wrong.
Great page where they're like, there's a soup, even a soup you have to make, a recipe,
yeah.
where they're like, if the tomatoes aren't round enough, it'll explode in an hour. If the onions aren't round enough, it'll explode in an hour. If you don't chop them in half, it'll explode in an hour.
Well,
so basically they're like, if you eat this soup and you did it wrong, you're going to explode like that guy on Monty Python.
Well, I also liked if you fuck up in this way, it'll explode in an hour. But if you do it this way, It'll explode in 45 minutes. Like, it's like 45 minutes. Like, you can answer 50 minutes.
Anything you could do wrong, and mostly things you couldn't measure if they were wrong,
yeah,
it'll explode in an hour. So everything about this magic is really hard. Maybe that's why everyone's always like, you're probably going to die. We don't really care.
But like, well, everyone,
you're
going to die
like
anyway.
Consequences for magic.
That's true. They do talk about like mortality a lot. Like, they talk about the end where they're like, we know the end is coming. We're not worried about it. Like, we know the end of the world. We all know we're going to die. We're accepting it, and we're going to deal with like the right now. So we're just going to keep sending children to this murderer until until someone kills him.
Well, I don't think the other ones are necessarily children.
That's true. They didn't
specify.
That's true.
It's probably adults.
And yeah, you're right, because they said that they were going to look at the kids. He was going to look at the kids and like disregard them.
Yeah.
And he did, because he was like, this is the last defense.
Great.
This is Earth's last defense, ha!
And then he was like, I miscalculated.
Yeah, just like, as he slowly falls to the ground. No, he's dead, right? I can't remember how he died, but it wasn't
dead.
In like a mysterious, like, he fell down a hole. He might be back.
Oh, okay. He sacrificed himself. He committed suicide.
Oh, yes, that's right. Right. He was the last sacrifice to make the like corn husk doll that was the devil.
Yeah, he was like, haha, I only need one more.
Yeah,
just like gone.
Yeah. Why'd you take two kids then, asshole? What a dick move.
Oh, no, he already.
Did he just like?
He killed someone else.
An heir and a spare.
That's true. You know what? True. That's true. He did like a baker's dozen. He's like, just an extra one. Just in case.
While I'm kidnapping this child, yes. So I might as well kidnap
toddler.
The other child.
Maybe that kid was just like holding his hand. He's like, no, just keep holding on. It's fine. Yep. Buddy system.
Yep.
Let's pick them both up.
What if Audrey's special power is her inability to take a compliment?
How would that be a power?
Right now.
No, I'm not. I don't turn colors.
I'm trying to think how it, like, maybe just, like...
I never change colors, ever. That's never happened to me before.
Maybe because she can't take a compliment and she can't internalize the stuff, then it's, like, a special defense against, like, other people trying to curse her or something. I don't know.
Deflect bad juju.
That, or I'm just picturing, like, the other side.
Right off the shield. Right off the feeling shield.
When we were
in Wonder Woman gauntlets.
Yes, exactly. No awkwardness here. I don't accept your compliment. Get out of here.
The only other thing I can think of is that when we were in, like, classes together, we occasionally felt like Statler and Waldorf from The Muppets.
What? Which one? Remind me. I'm sorry.
The angry old men who would heckle people from above.
The ones from the theater? Yay!
Yeah. So I'm just,
I don't think I knew their name. I just knew they were mad.
Maybe us judging people? I don't know. Like,
were they the ones who played Marley and Marley in the Christmas special? Where Marley and... I'm sorry. I won't sing it. But
them.
Yes, that I remember how I remember them always.
That is them. That is them. So,
they're beautiful.
I expect this is homework.
Beautiful old men.
This is homework.
I feel like she is sufficiently answered only in that I think she
this is homework.
Okay.
She made me write a D&D character bio. This
you know
is
what?
Her goddamn homework.
That's true. So this isn't homework. This is revenge.
Yeah.
Audrey was like, she just comes to us and she's like, oh my God, you guys, I came up with this awesome thing. You're going to have to do some extra work and then we're going to get this picture and then, oh my God, you have to do this. Why haven't you done this yet?
Well, because Ben was asking me.
Yes.
Listen,
and then,
if you want cool artwork, you have to put work into it.
I volunteered you for this thing. Now write this thing.
Homework's important. It keeps your brain moving. It's what this podcast feels like to me because I always last minute read the book.
Aww, shouldn't be homework.
But it's good. It's podcast homework, and
yay,
there will be more podcast. I like podcast homework. It's my favorite kind.
Yeah.
And it's
speaking
enjoyable.
Speaking of podcast homework, I'm going to give you guys who are listening right now some homework. You got to rate and review us on iTunes. Please, 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 please. It really helps us. It'll be awesome.
Great
if
segue.
If you like rants, if you like rambling, if you like yelling, if you like people who make foghorn noises, all those things and more await you here in this podcast.
So join us and help other people join us by rating and
everyone
reviewing on iTunes
needs,
or your
sick,
podcast thing of choice.
Hour-long noise in their life.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's just great. But
don't
yeah.
Don't have enough content yet? Subscribe to us.
Yeah. That's
a perfect, like, it's like, why not? Fellow youth.
Come
on.
Let's do this. Okay, so Nicole is next up.
Yeah, I get to talk about your podcast homework. So I picked a video game this time, but it's because it has a very teen-like story plot. It's called Life is Strange, and
it's by Don't Nod Entertainment.
And it's, available on Steam. That's where I got it, and that's where I played it, although the first place I played it was PlayStation 4, so I know it's available on consoles, too. But it's awesome. It has, like, a super deep storyline, and it's all about choices. It's like a choose-your-own-adventure, kind of. No matter what, you end up in the same, like, places for the most part, but it's all about your choices, and it gets real. Like, real, real and
which,
heavy.
I don't know if I'm going to finish it. I bought it when it was on the Steam sale, but I'm just like,
I'm real stressed out by it, so yeah. I've been procrastinating.
I've been
up to you guys. We're going to talk about it.
And I'm just like, fuck.
I spent money on it, so I better fucking
finish it. You're not really going to be able to discuss it very well, and like, I want to know what choice you guys make, because the choice is getting tense.
Yeah.
And I feel
really
like it's
far.
Up your alley. You end up in a murder dungeon at one point.
What?
You get fucking kidnapped
and
shit.
Oh, yeah. You didn't get murder dungeon from the screenshot she
said? No, listen. I stopped at, like...
She couldn't figure out how to get into Chloe's closet.
Yeah. And still, I, like, couldn't figure out what to do when Chloe, like, turned
but, like,
you into her
no, you
into
go to, like,
dad.
You go to
I was
a
like,
cool
I didn't smoke
party.
The pot.
So there are, like, things. They're, like, you prevent a person. You have to, like, try to stop from someone committing suicide. You have to, like,
Jesus.
It gets real. You guys
you have to decide
I
between
play.
Multiple
I just,
love angles.
How can I play it by myself?
Then
I'm so scared.
We can play this together. I don't, that's fine. Okay. Especially since I will show you how to get into the closet, because you need to know how to use the buttons. You do.
I can probably do it after
I'm
I read the internet cheats.
Totally. I'm just going to be there because it sounds like otherwise it's stressful. And also, I got stressed. I had to stop. I keep stopping and texting you guys, remember? I was like,
yeah,
dungeon. I hate this.
I haven't, since the grand reveal we talked about, I haven't, where you meet her friend in the wheelchair. I have not played since that reveal because it was too much for me.
Butterfly effect. You put your friend in a fucking wheelchair.
I paralyzed my friend. This is great.
So, play the game. Clearly I've spoiled everything already, but we'll talk about it next time.
Awesome.
Life is strange. I think it's
amazing. Yeah. So, see you guys next time. Bye.
See you later.
Bye.